Radio.
There are obviously many, many things which we could say, having just heard the Passion account from the Gospel of Mark. But I want to just focus really on one phrase of our Lord's. And this is something that our Lord addresses to Simon Peter when he's gone to the Garden of Gethsemane and he's asking the disciples to pray with him. And Simon Peter falls asleep along with the other disciples. Jesus says to him, "The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." I don't know about you, but every year it seems as I go into Holy Week, I look back on Lent and I look back on my Lenten discipline and I think, what a dismal failure. What a dismal failure. Perhaps many, many times during that time, I failed to do what I promised to do. I failed to give up what I promised to give up as much as I should. I've fallen and fallen again. And in some ways, that failure during Lent reflects the whole of our life as a Christian. We can feel like constant failures. We're rolling a stone up the hill like Sisyphus, like that character from Greek legend. And then the stone rolls all the way back and we have to start again. We have to begin once again to roll the stone. That's our experience with sin and with our weaknesses. It's that we fall time and time again. And we have to pick ourselves up over and over again. So we experience ourselves as failures. And that was really Simon Peter's experience too. Remember, he falls asleep whilst praying, but that's just the beginning. And how often is that the case for us? You know, we don't have a big fall maybe straight away, but big falls, like big sins, are usually precursed by smaller sins. So our smaller sins, smaller falls, prepare the ways for bigger falls. That's how sin works. And with Simon Peter, who's asked to stay awake for just one hour, it's not a big thing. He's asked to keep awake and fails to. That makes the way, that paves the way for Peter's other big failure, his denial, the denial of Jesus Christ. And remember what Peter says in that gospel. He says, "Even if all lose faith, Lord, I will not disappoint you. I will not lose faith in you. Even if I have to die, I will never deny you." See how convinced Peter is at his own strength. How convinced he is that he is a faithful disciple of the Lord. And yet our Lord knows him better than he knows himself. "I tell you solemnly, before the cock crows twice, you will have disowned me three times." And when Peter denies Christ and he remembers those words, he bursts into tears. He can't believe his weakness. He can't believe the extent of his failure. He comes face to face with it in this powerful way. And although at the time Peter probably thought, well, this is a disaster, I wonder years later, looking back on that episode, whether Peter actually thought, you know, that wasn't a bad thing. It wasn't a bad thing to come face to face with my failure, with my denial, with my inability to follow Christ as I should. And I would suggest it's not a bad thing for us to come face to face with that too. Our own failures, our own inability to follow Jesus Christ. Because it makes us humble. It makes us realize that we cannot do it by ourselves. That salvation is not something that we do. Salvation is a gift. We need Jesus to come and save us because we can't do it ourselves. And I think Holy Week is a time when we put our failure in Lent or before that behind us, and we just start to focus on the one person that matters, Jesus Christ himself. It's good that we don't trust ourselves. It's good that we don't look to ourselves for the source of our salvation or the answer to our problems, thinking that we can sort it if we try hard enough. St. Philip Neri every day used to look in the mirror and say, "Watch out for Philip today, he'll betray you." He used to pray to God saying, "Make sure I don't betray you today, Lord. Make sure I don't leave you." We also need to not trust ourselves and have our gaze fixed on Jesus and his mission, which really begins in a special way this Holy Week as he enters Jerusalem. This is a mission where Jesus manages to be obedient where we have been disobedient, even as the letter to Philippians says, to accepting death, and death on a cross. So our experience of our fragility and weakness shouldn't be an excuse to become self-pitying, to be looking down on ourselves and saying, "Woe is me, how miserable my life is, how useless I am." Our fragility and weakness is just an excuse to run into the arms, propel us into the arms of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, because he's the one who has won the victory. And if our failure, our weakness, comes as a surprise to us, it certainly doesn't come as a surprise to our Lord, because just as our Lord knew Peter, he knows each one of us. He knows our weakness and our fragility, but he still loves us, and he still comes to save us. And he has won the victory, not to keep it to himself, but to pass it on to us.
As a free, not-for-profit service, Cradio requires the support of people like you to help keep us going in our mission. To donate, visit cradio.org.au/donate.